Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. I am your host, Clever Mafia, and we are back again. Hope everybody is enjoying a safe, happy, and healthy new year. I'm feeling a lot better after catching a bout of COVID. And I gotta tell you, that really, it really kicked my butt, that's for sure. But I'm back. I'm back and ready to go. And enough about me. The show's not about me. It's about the information that you want us to bring to you. So, last week in the news, the big news, some of the big news, there's a lot of big news going on today, but David Ortiz was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And, well, we've been getting a lot of comments and on Twitter and all of the social medias that, you know, complaints. People surprised that he made it into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, some Boston fans very, very happy he made it into the Hall of Fame. And what we're going to do today is we're going to go over a few people. We'll talk about David Ortiz a little bit, but we're also going to talk about some of the other folks that didn't make it into the Hall of Fame, like Barry Bonds, Babe, I was going to say Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth definitely made it. But Roger Clemens, you know, folks that got involved in some of that scandal with the PED, the performance enhancing drugs. So we're going to start off with David Ortiz, and congratulations to David Ortiz for making it into the Big Poppy, as they say, making it into the Hall of Fame. And as far as statistic wise, he didn't get 3,000 hits, which is kind of a marker. He only had about 2,400, a little over 2,400 hits. He did have 541 home runs, not even as much as a guy like, let's say, A-Rod, who had almost 700. And his RBIs were about 1,700. And he didn't play his whole career either with Boston. He started out with the Minnesota Twins in 97, actually played there for about 5 years, and then he came over to the Red Sox in 2003, and only played 3 years with the Red Sox. He was a 10-time All-Star, and he did win 3 World Series championships, which is, I think, what cemented him into the Hall of Fame in 2004, 2007, and 2013, all with the Red Sox. And he was the World Series MVP in 2013. He won 7 Silver Slugger Awards, 2 Hank Aaron Awards, Roberto Clemente Award back in 2011. He was the American League home run hitter. I'm feeling good, folks. I'm back, but I'm not really 100% in the brain, I think. But he was the American League home run leader in 2006, and he also, three times, was the RBI leader, and blah, 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 blah. Ended up getting his number retired, number 34, retired by the Boston Red Sox, and he went into the Hall of Fame as a Red Sox. So he got a 77.9% first ballot vote. So congratulations for him. The seems to be the uproar is he doesn't seem to have had the statistics as an individual, his individual performance compared to some of the other folks who really, I want to check something though, because compared to, let's say, a guy like Barry Bonds, right? And if you don't know, he was also caught up in the whole scandal. But compared to a guy like Barry Bonds, who really, I mean, he batted over 300, 262 home runs, came real close to 3,000 hits. He had 2,935 RBIs, almost 2,000. It was like 1996. He even had 514 stolen bases, which David Ortiz never did. Came close. But I think he had a lot more All-Star appearances than him, but he was caught up in that PED scandal, and he had 10 years to get into the hall, which is usually what they have, and he did not he didn't get in Barry Bonds, and that's a shame. And then, you know, Barry Bonds is the all-time career home run leader. So how do you present that, right? How do you say this guy is the all-time career leader in home runs in the Major League Baseball, and he isn't in the Hall of Fame? Same with Pete Rose, all-time leader in hits. You know, well over 4,000 hits in a career, which is a lot. Not in the Hall of Fame. I don't see how that's possible. So you look at the Hall of Fame, you get elected to the Hall of Fame by the Baseball Writers Association. And I don't know if Barry Bonds ever tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. I know Roger Clemens didn't, the pitcher. Another guy should have been in the Hall of Fame. You know, I don't care what you say about him, whether you like him or you hate him. And I know he wasn't a favorite in the press, but he played for Boston. He played for New York. He played for Houston. He might have played for the Blue Jays, too. I'm not really sure. I'll have to check that out. But he played for a lot of teams, Roger Clemens, and he also not in the Hall of Fame. But he came out, actually made a statement, Roger Clemens, because this was his last year, and he said, listen, I never played baseball to be in the Hall of Fame. I played it to be, you know, for the fans, for the people, and that's pretty much why I played baseball. And I've moved on, and he's moved on. But he has a career 4,600 strikeouts. Another guy, 11-time All-Star. He won two championships, both with the New York Yankees. He won the AL MVP in 86. He won the Triple Crown from a pitcher in 97 and 98. And it's just crazy. And he holds a major league record for 20 strikeouts in a 9-inning game, which he did twice. And he is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame, but he is not in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. So how do you even like begin that? Like, I feel like the Hall of Fame needs to be, you know, why is it still a thing? Why is the Hall of Fame still a thing if the players with the best statistics are not going to be allowed in because beat reporters, a bunch of reporters say, nah, you, we don't like you. You know, there was some issues with Clemens. He was indicted on 6 felony counts involving perjury, false statements, contempt of Congress. Clemens did plead not guilty, but the proceedings were complicated because there was a prosecutorial misconduct, supposedly, which led to a mistrial. And then the verdict from his second trial, which was back in 2012, when Clemens was found guilty on all 6, not guilty, on all 6 counts of lying to Congress. So, but the controversies is what hurt him in his election to the Hall of Fame. And he never received the 75% vote he required in the 10 years that they have, like I said, for their eligibility. I think he ended up with 65%. But he never tested positive. They were all allegations, and then he never gets into the Hall of Fame. I don't agree with that. And if they let guys in like David Ortiz. Now, David Ortiz, I'm pretty sure, if AJ can put that up on the screen for me, if I'm not mistaken, David Ortiz did test positive for PEDs. Now, he failed a PED test. So he did take it and failed it. But I think, what was his response? Thank you. Thanks, AJ. Here's his response to it, which we just pulled up. And the allegations that were of him using, this is David Ortiz, using performance-enhancing drugs. David Ortiz spoke to reporters, this is just recently, after his election. He said, let's see here. So among many topics discovered, Ortiz was asked about performance-enhancing drugs. Specifically, Ortiz was voted in while others, such as Barry Bonds, A-Rod, were not. We'll talk about A-Rod in a second. But Ortiz never tested positive for any banned substances. So he didn't test positive. My mistake. Major League Baseball implemented a formal program starting in 2004. However, he was reportedly one of those players who turned in a positive sample in 2003. Okay. When the league did not did a confidential survey testing players as they were attempting to get an understanding of the scope and performance of enhancing drugs usage in the sport. So he did test positive just before it mattered. So I don't know. Okay, so here's my take on it. Well, you know what? Let me go into A-Rod first. So A-Rod's another guy. I think he hit like 698 home runs, which is just crazy. And he, one of those guys, the media didn't like him. Young kid, started in baseball. I think he was, 18? Let me see how old he was. So he's born in 75. He started in 94. So he wasn't even 20 years old. So 19, he debuted with the Mariners. And he had a batting average. Another guy, career batting average, 295. That's pretty darn good. And he had 3,100 hits, broke the 3,000 mark, 698 home runs. Those two stats right there, I feel he should have been in the Hall of Fame. Easy. And then the RBIs over 2,000. You know, 14-time All-Star, wow. Won the championship in 2009, the World Series in 2009, 3 times All-American League American League MVP, won the Gold Glove twice, surprisingly enough, wasn't at shortstop, which is pretty crazy. He did win it at shortstop, and that was with the Rangers, my mistake. And there's just so many stats on my screen here, AJ, I'm getting all jumbled up. He won the Hank Aaron Award 4 times, won the Major League Batting Championship 1 time, and a 5-time American home run leader. I mean, he was the guy, and he just kept doing it. Again, now whether you like him or not, statistically, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But I guess the Hall of Fame really isn't a record of, you know, statistically who the best players are anymore. I mean, you can't, there's a lot of guys. I mean, there's rumors that Babe Ruth was a severe alcoholic, you know? Should he have not been in the Hall of Fame? I mean, did that not, you know, some say he would go to bat and he was still under the influence of alcohol and he would, you know, could you consider that a performance-enhancing drug back then? I don't know. But if you look at why the best records in baseball are not in the Hall of Fame, it's a tarnish on all of the sport, because I don't care who you are, but you're not going to hit, in the case, for example, of Alex Rodriguez, you're not going to hit 698 home runs just because you're taking a performance enhancing drug. So a lot of times, from what I understand, they're taking these to heal quicker because of the rigors of the sport. They heal quicker. They get their muscles, aches and pains get better quicker with some of this stuff, and they're able to build muscle. I don't know if it was the same as what a steroid did, but I know Jose Canseco, who a baseball player, played famously for the Oakland A's. He said, you know, I knew people that took it, and even Barry Bonds, and you know, he called out a lot of players in a book that he wrote. And I don't care who you are. You're not hitting, because if Jose Canseco and Barry Bonds were both on this performance-enhancing drug, and if you've ever watched baseball, especially like a guy like Jose Canseco later on in the years, he played for the Yankees later on, and, you know, he struck out a lot. He missed the ball. And you got to be able to hit the baseball in order to hit a home run. So I don't know if performance-enhancing drugs are really, you know, the end-all, be-all. And they, you know, I understand they're against the rule and the league's policy. But now you got a guy, and I'm going back and forth, but let's say Pete Rose. I mean, this guy, okay. He admitted to gambling on baseball, said he never gambled on his own team. He gambled, and he never, you know. I can see if he was caught cheating or caught throwing the game and benefiting from it, but it's been said that Pete Rose, who is banned from baseball, banned from anything, And all these other guys we talk about are really not banned from anything. They serve 1 year suspensions, whatnot, for cheating, supposedly, and so bad that they're not going to get into the Hall of Fame because they feel their stats are wrong. And then you get a guy, or stats are embellished because of the PEDs, right? Their performance has been enhanced. But then you get a guy like Pete Rose who bet on baseball, never been accused or proven that he bet against his own team. You know, how could you ban a guy like that who has the most hits in baseball from the Hall of Fame? I mean, I don't think he did anything illegally. And again, he did violate the rules of Major League Baseball. But these guys put up these numbers. They performed. So, you know, there's a lot of these baseball players and all athletes and all people, not even just athletes, right? All people. People make mistakes. They do things that, you know, they indulge where they shouldn't be, whether it's in alcohol, drugs, or other things. And you're going to penalize them when they did a tremendous job. And make no mistake, the owners of these baseball teams made a lot of money on these players and the home run chases. Another guy, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGwire, another person. Rafael Palmeiro back in the 80s and 90s was a first baseman, another big home run hitter, got caught up in the PED scandal. There's so many players but they were household names and they sold a lot of jerseys. And I guess a case could be made. People are looking up to these folks. Maybe you don't want to have kids admire these folks, but I mean, come on. There's so many people out there that are, whether it's in music, whether it's in athletics, that are really not great people in their personal lives, but, you know, have inspired a lot of folks to do things in, you know, on a playing field or in a game of sports of some sort. I don't know. I feel like, and I just to be clear, not a big fan of Barry Bonds. He had an attitude. Clemens, I thought, was pretty masterful, but not a big fan of him. David Ortiz also fits in that same bucket for me. I wasn't a big fan of his. But, you know, on the same token, you look at guys like Derek Jeter, first ballot Hall of Famer. And you look at, like, Derek Jeter's numbers, and you say, wait a minute. If you were just looking at these folks on a piece of paper, you'd be like, what? You know, and, you know, just going down, voting them 1 to 10. Like, Derek Jeter had a great career batting average. No mistake. He was batting over .310 at the end of his career. He did have 3,400 hits, almost 35, but he played forever. In the last few years, I don't think he statistically did that well, but he was a 14 times All-Star. He won 5 World Series championships. So he was part of some really great teams. He did win the Rookie of the Year. He won the World Series MVP in 2000 versus the Mets. He had 5 Gold Glove awards at shortstop. And quite honestly, I don't think he was the best shortstop, maybe just at that particular time. He got the acclimates of the being a Yankee captain for 11 years. And obviously his number was retired. And he won some Silver Slugger awards. And so, I don't know. I guess watching Jeter play on the field, he just played for so long, I can kind of say, yeah, well, you know, he's not really, statistically, again, his numbers they're better than David Ortiz's numbers. Right? Like, I mean, if you look at him compared to David Ortiz, if you're a baseball fan. But then if you go back to, some of my people that I enjoyed watching, guys like Don Mattingly, right? He played for the New York Yankees. He's been a baseball coach for some time now. Injured his back late in his career. Only had 2,100 hits, pretty much half of what Jeter had. But he batted 307. He did bat 307. He had 222. Would he have gotten 300 home runs if his injury wasn't maybe? Would he have gotten 3,000 hits? More than likely. I think he would have gotten 3,000 hits if he was able to continue playing. But he was, you know, the fans really liked him, and he, you know, he didn't make it into the Hall of Fame. He didn't have a shot. He really didn't have a shot, you know, at that particular time. But then you look at the other New York first baseman at the time, Keith Hernandez, right? 298 career batting average, 2,100 hits, 161, you know, bounced around to a few different teams, finished up with the Cleveland Indians in 1990. He was a five-time All-Star. He won two World Series championships. That Mattingly didn't get that. He won the NL MVP, which Mattingly won on the AL side. Golden Gloves, even though Mattingly had 9, Keith Hernandez had 11. So, you know, fielding-wise, I think if you were going to look at anyone, you know, Keith Hernandez he's in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame and the New York Mets Hall of Fame, but he didn't make it into the big Hall of Fame. Looking at his numbers, he definitely wouldn't have, but I kind of feel like maybe Mattingly would have, you know, trumped him, statistically speaking. And he always kind of got the headliner over Keith anyway, Don Mattingly, during that time period in the Yankees. So, yeah, I mean, you can make a case for any of these guys. I mean, they were household names. They were people that when you looked at the team, you associated that team, right, with that particular person. And, you know, in that era. And then you look at guys, you can go to like Hank Aaron. Here's another one. Hank Aaron, he had a career batting average of 305. He had 3,700 hits. Great long over 20 year major league career, I think, right? 22 years. Hey, thank you, AJ. Popped that up on the screen for me. 2,200 RBI, 755 home runs. If anybody's the all-time career home run champion, in my book, it's Hank Aaron. You know, he won a World Series. I mean, he was 25-time All-Star. I don't even know. I'd have to check, but I don't know if anybody's been an All-Star more than him. I mean, he was amazing. Won Gold Gloves, 3 of them. Batting champion in the National League, 4 times home run lead. I mean, the statistics, I mean, this guy is crazy. The Braves retired his number. Milwaukee retired his number. The Brewers, actually. He's in the Braves Hall of Fame. He's in the American Family Field Walk of Hall of Fame, the Milwaukee Brewers Hall of Honor, and the Major League Baseball All-Century Team. Amazing. He's amazing, amazing baseball player. And in my mind, he is clearly, when it comes to home runs, he's the all-time guy to look at. And when you look on an annual thing, right, like you look up, you know, league leaders in like, you know, 1 year home run hitting, you got to give, you know, going back into history, you got to give props to guys like Roger Maris. His famous home run, 61 home runs in 1961. He didn't get, you know, Barry Bonds, by the way, also hit 73 home runs, which surpassed Mark McGwire at the time, who had 70 home runs. But prior to that, the legacy of and the legitimacy of Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds kind of getting a star next to it. So you still kind of, Roger Maris is still the, you know, holds the American League record for the most home runs in a season. Career-wise, Roger Maris hit 260, 275 home runs for this, you know, not a tremendous numbers. He was a 7-time All-Star, won 3 championships, a couple MVPs, a Gold Glove. And, you know, so he's the guy that I say, 1961, 61 home runs. You know, this was before all the PED talk, was the guy that he should. And why does all this matter, right? So what made me start, you know, these are Hall of Fame snubs and people that should have made it and didn't make it and vice versa. The Hall of Fame should be based on statistics. Now, if you're caught cheating in a sport, and let's just say football, right? We're going to throw a loop in this. We'll throw it over to football for a moment. And if you're a quarterback, let's say you were Peyton Manning, and he's found to have used performance-enhancing drugs. He's the record, I don't know, I don't have any statistics in front of me, but let's just say he's the record touchdown passer of all time, whatever. Do you take that away from the guy? Did he not still throw all of those passes? You know, and is it really cheating if, you know, you're not, you know, what's really cheating when you still have to perform the same tasks that someone else has to perform? So if you're breaking the rules, but you're not, is it really cheating? And then I know some will say yes, some will say no. And that's what I want to kind of find out. Like, is it cheating if you take performance enhancing drugs and you still hit 700 home runs? I kind of threw that out there, and I got so many different crazy responses on Twitter and whatnot. But if you actually go out there and you say, hey, we have this guy that took PEDs and hit 30 home runs, and this guy that didn't took 30 home runs. Well, the guy that didn't, yeah, he probably did it a better way, but they both still had to hit 30 home runs. So it's not like cheating on a test where you know the answer and you don't know the answer, but you get the answer from somebody else. Is that really the same type of cheating? I guess there needs to, the definition of cheating is what bothers me. I guess that's where, you know, it's breaking the rules, maybe. It's not following what, like, in the case of David Ortiz, which we've talked about, he definitely is, you know, he tested positive before it mattered. A year before they had it in the rules, which made it wrong, which made it cheating. So, at the end of the day, you know, David Ortiz probably should not be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think his numbers are, obviously they're not better than A-Rod. They're not better than Barry Bonds. I would argue they're not better than Roger Clemens, Rafael Palmeiro, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. I would argue that he's not really better than any of them. You know, I don't think he was a great fielder. I think he was a powerhouse hitter that played in Boston. You know, did well in Boston for a few years. Attributed to a couple of World Series, but I don't know. I kind of feel there might be some more to that as to why David Ortiz was so friendly with the he got injured in his hometown, his home country. He went down there, and I think somebody shot at him.
Oh no! And
so he kind of got the heartfelt vote, but maybe the press liked him more. Maybe the press liked him more. Hey, if you like our show today, don't forget to follow us on all the social medias and contribute. Be a part of our show. Why not? Answer some questions, ask us some questions on Twitter and all the social medias. You can follow us at Too Clever Mafia. That's T-O-O Clever Mafia. You can check us out on our website, www.tooclevermafia.com. And you can, if you're interested in buying us a coffee or contributing to the show, feel free to use the links below. And hope everybody enjoyed the show this week. Again, we want to hear from you. Let us know if there's any players that you might feel we left out. We could do it another episode. I kind of enjoyed doing this episode. So I am Too Clever Mafia. This is the Too Clever Mafia podcast, and that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now, and take care of one another.